the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
The demand for active shooter training has become a need in many law enforcement agencies across America. Thanks to a recent partnership with Missouri State University and the Missouri Department of Public Safety, the state of Missouri will now have access to free active shooter training. What will the training include? Dr. Bill Sandell, Assistant Professor of Criminology and Criminal Justice at Missouri State, explains the partnership and the ALERT curriculum. I'm Adair Seifert, and today Sandell explains the impact this training will have on our state.
So this partnership has been developed over the last year to begin to provide active shooter training throughout the state of Missouri. We will be conducting ALERT classes, which is the Advanced Law Enforcement Rapid Response Training Center, and they're the FBI's national standard in active shooter training and response, and we will be providing their class throughout the state. This partnership began because ALERT is a national reaching organization, but only has so much funding for the whole nation to train in active shooter response. And so we wanted more of that training to be here in Missouri, and the Office of Homeland Security had funding specifically set aside for active shooter training, and then partnering with us to facilitate that training, and we can partner with the ALERT Center to actually conduct that training throughout the state. So it really provides more Missouri law enforcement officers with this national standard, which is excellent. The initial project is starting this February with our first Train the Trainer class, and then March will be our second Train the Trainer class, and then after that we will have a cadre of instructors to be able to actually go out throughout the state and conduct the basic level one class for active shooter response.
Advanced Law Enforcement Rapid Response Training, also known as ALERT, provides valuable tips to responding to active shooter situations. These tips, in turn, make the response more effective and efficient.
So the training really does, in this level one class, focus on responding to active shooter events. And the idea behind this is that if you have a patrol officer show up and a sheriff's deputy and a school resource officer or even an FBI agent, they've all had the same training. They can form a team to go in and deal with the active shooter event. So the training, while it does have some lecture components, also has a very strong scenario-based training component. And so the officers get real hands-on experience using simunition rounds to train for these events. The big parts of this, too, is a lot of active shooter training out there cost departments a lot of money to take and send their officers through. And not only is this the national standard for active shooter training, but it's also free for all law enforcement. All they have to do is provide the hosting location, and then we provide everything else, which is a major benefit for law enforcement.
The curriculum uses unique tools to provide a realistic experience.
So some of the tools we use in the training, and they're all provided by the ALERT Center, are things like simunition guns and face masks. There's video recording equipment, so trainers can actually follow the officers as they go through the scenario, and then they can watch back and actually see what they were doing in case maybe they had tunnel vision or auditory exclusion and didn't realize what was going on. And then we have another project going on locally with Springfield PD, where we are also doing a Train the Trainer here in January. And the idea is that they will then take that training back to the other SPD officers and be able to train them with this national standard level of training. And as part of that, we're also bringing in this purpose-built virtual reality system that specifically has active shooter scenarios built into it, as well as de-escalation and standard use of force police training scenarios that the police department will get to use.
Sandell explains how he will integrate the training into his classroom at Missouri State.
The part that students will really get to participate in is that I plan on bringing that virtual reality system here to MSU to help with our things like the Department of Criminology and Criminal Justice puts on an open house every year for prospective high school students. So they'll get to see the virtual reality system and maybe run some scenarios to kind of get a better understanding of how law enforcement works and some of the potential training that's coming up. I'm very proud of the work we're all doing here. I think it's something that everyone can get behind. You know, the more well-trained officers we have, the better our society is. And unfortunately, active shooter events don't seem to be going away. So I'm very proud that Missouri State is partnering to help try to get a handle on active shooter events, which have occurred in Missouri and even in Springfield itself.
That was Assistant Professor of Criminology and Criminal Justice, Dr. Bill Sandell at Missouri State. I'm Adair Seifert for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.